T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. Good morning, everybody. Man, when I lose, I don't want to watch any sports news all week. That's a tweet from Adrian Amos yesterday. Man, when I lose, I don't want to watch any sports news all week. I feel you, bud. It's tough, especially the first loss. You know, they say the first cut is the deepest. We all win-loss our schedules for the Packers. We all build in at least 4 losses. Even the most optimistic of Packer fans is going to say they lose 4 times. We know they're not going undefeated. But then when they lose that first game, as you've seen in the last 72 hours, look at all that's unraveled with opinions and takes. And now there's a whole referendum again on Rodgers' career because he lost one game. Did he stare down Devontae on that interception? Yeah. Did he seem to be rattled after he threw a second one? Yes. Does that invalidate everything he's ever done as a quarterback? No. But that's, I think that's how we deal with losses. And with the Packers, they are more of a, they are more of a way of life. I always tell people, well, who do you guys talk about the most there over there in Wisconsin? I say, well, we all love our teams. And there's a lot of diehard Bucks fans, a lot of diehard Brewers fans. Packers are kind of like a built-in way of life, though. I mean, you go to church on a Sunday. I mean, I had Sunday services where my guy was wearing a Favre jersey giving the sermon. I mean, it is ingrained. How many business, you drive around businesses, you don't see like Buck City Construction. It's all like Pack City Taxes and Green and Gold Storage. I mean, how many people use their business name off the most they can use Packers without legally getting sued?
Best franchise in pro sports. That's why.
Packers are a way of life. So how long does it take you to get over a loss? I've got some great responses to read. You guys can chime in on this as well. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. I'll tell you from my perspective, as a kid, I remember on Sundays watching the game with my family. That would be my brothers, my mom, my dad. When the game was over, if the Packers lost, oh my gosh. Within an hour, my brother and I, three brothers I have, but the one closest in age to me, we would both retreat to our rooms. We'd be in a bad mood. Within a half hour, we were finding something to fight about. And then my dad, I just remember him sternly looking at us and saying, you guys got to stop acting this way when the Packers lose. It's just a game. But it would wreck me. And even I remember going to school, and Monday was gloomy, and Tuesday, and it would take a few days. Now, I'm going to take you guys all back to 2014, because this is where things changed a little bit for me, and I think for a lot of us, and I've got some audio to prove it. In 2014, I was here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sparky Leroy, Gary, and then Rami Makhlouf, you may have heard of him.
He'll probably be on like a day.
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian, too.
You'll go on vacation, and he'll host, yeah.
Right, and you will actually somehow have less hours. So I was on with them, and I did Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays I produced, and I read the updates and all that stuff. And so on Sunday, the game happened. On Monday and Tuesday, I didn't listen to the show.
I didn't watch any coverage of sports at all. I was depressed. I was so depressed. And what I say here, I meant it then, and I still mean it now. This is from the Wendy's Big Show on the Wednesday after the 2014 NFC Championship game.
Day three. How you feeling? Bart Winkler, big Packers fan on the other side of the glass. Just distraught and dejected when I walked into these studios today. How you feeling, Bart?
Outside of a death, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
What?
Hey. I'm not kidding. I, on Sunday night, and yesterday, and today, and the day before that, oh, was it Bostic's fault or McCarthy? I haven't even gotten to that point yet. I'm at, why do I like sports as much as I do? What happened this year for me? I get all pumped up. Badgers Final Four. Looks like we're going to the title game. No. Brewers. We're talking about, is this staff good enough to win a World Series? They don't make it. The LSU game, okay, for the Badgers. This Seattle game, which I was running up and down, panting all through my house. I still haven't seen the two-point conversion, and I never hope to. They replay the game on NFL Network last night, and I turned it on.
Uh-huh.
Immediately, I'm like, no, no. And then it was in a commercial, thank God. So I turned off my remote, and I threw it against the wall.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
My neighbor said he took his batteries out of his remote so he wouldn't turn the TV on.
I've never felt this way, and I'm going to make sure that I never feel this way again. I'm not going to get into this team this hard until they get back to the title.
So you're over it, basically, is what you're saying.
I've still never seen the two-point conversion that I guess Russell Wilson threw over Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I've never physically seen it with my eyes.
Besides the first time, you mean?
I didn't see it the first time. Because what I did was I was watching the game downstairs, and I went upstairs to a different TV in a different room. I had to be alone. I couldn't even watch it with my beloved wife. And as I was going upstairs, I thought, all right, I'm going to come and they're going to have missed the two-point conversion and I'm going to sit down and I'll be comfortable. And then, no, I caught the end of Joe Buck saying whatever the hell he said. So I've never seen it. I've never seen it with my own eyes. And I thought after 2014, I will never let heartbreak take over my body as much as it did that day. And I think some of that's true. I mean, I got pretty worked up after the 2018 Brewers. I got pretty worked up after the Bucks blew it to the Raptors. With the Packers, I have not been as worked up as I was with that 2014 loss. And it does make you question, like, we put a lot into this. And if I'm going to look back, let's say I live to be, oh my God, the way I eat and drink. Let's say I live to be 75. I even feel like that's overshooting it. But let's say I live to be that long. I'm going to look back. I've got right now two championships that I've seen to my name, the two Packers ones. And let's say maybe I somehow get one more. Am I going to say being a sports fan for 75 years was worth 3 days of fun? I don't know, man. There's a lot of bad feelings that come when you watch your sports teams consistently blow it, especially when you have expectations like this.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, like, it doesn't get any easier. I hear a lot of guys
You agree
like,
that me living to 75 is a stretch?
I do agree with that. But, like, everything that you just said, with that game, I was in the Wisconsin Dells with my family, and it was like a great trip, and it started off great, obviously, for the first three quarters of that game. But I've told this story many times. I started getting texts, like, because I went to college at Western Illinois, and most of my buddies are Bears fans, and even they were like, you guys got a great team, man. Congrats. I'm happy for you, because everybody knows how much I love Aaron Rodgers. And that year, nobody was giving the Packers a shot against Seattle. The Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson's going to get it done. How are you going to stop Marshawn Lynch? And they won that game. I mean, they won that game. They outplayed them. Russell Wilson threw how many interceptions in that game? And just watching it collapse, I almost like saw it coming, as weird as that sounds. Even when they were up three scores, like I just saw it coming, and it was one of the worst days. Okay, so obviously, I like how you said that. Like, other than death, I mean, we all go through like rough stuff in our life.
Day three. How you feeling? Bart Winkler, big Packers fan on the other side of the glass. Just distraught and dejected when I walked into these studios today. How you feeling, Bart?
Outside of a death, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Right.
What?
I still agree with that.
Yeah, so like the worst days of my life, I was in, I think, like third grade, I want to say, when Kurt Cobain passed away, committed suicide. My dad, this is a true story, I didn't go to school for a couple days. I love Nirvana so much. That was a terrible day. The Packers NFC title game, brutal. I guess that would be death, though. Brutal, man. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't turn on. Like, I always, even after a loss, even, like, against, like, San Francisco, I still watched SportsCenter that night last year. You know, no loss will ever be compatible to that loss.
Could you imagine if it was? Like, could you imagine there'd be a Packers loss that is somehow worse than that loss? 16, 17, 18 different things had to go wrong.
Right. And
they all
did.
Went wrong.
And they all went wrong. And
like, I still hate Julius Peppers to this day because he told Morgan Burnett to go down.
I hate a lot from that day. But you know what drives you nuts, too, is you'd think, like, okay, so then we're fans. Like, when I was a kid, the loss to the Broncos in the Super Bowl also broke my heart. Didn't go to school that next day either. That one killed. Oh, that one killed for Favre, because I really wanted him to get that second Super Bowl ring. So what's the worst part about it is, so I'm a fan, like, who, this is always what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a broadcaster, but I always wanted to broadcast in Wisconsin because I want to talk Packers football because I am a fan.
Yeah.
I hate when you get into the biz and people say, well, Ryan, you're not a fan anymore. You're a broadcaster now, because I hate like losses like that. Then we'll get a text like, big day for the station. Or you know what I mean? It'll always be like, who are the guests? Got to get somebody on from Seattle. I don't want to talk to somebody from Seattle after they just ruined my life.
By the way, find the fill-in because I'm taking the day off. Like, I am not talking about that game.
Like, I'm watching Tom Brady and the Buccaneers beat the hell out of Rodgers. Who are the guests tomorrow? I don't know. I'm trying not to throw this phone right now and bang my head against that wall because I love this team so much. Screw guests. That's what I hate. It's like, hey, you know, you got to be professional. You can't be such a homer. You got to be a pro. I'm not, I guess. And maybe I got to go do something
else. If I was a professional, I wouldn't have gotten as far as I've gotten.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when we talk about the draft or the free agency, I'm not going to just destroy anybody's take. Like, we're all Packers fans, and you're allowed to root for the team. Here's what I hate. Like, when somebody's like, man, Packer reporter, I think this guy would really look good in a Packer jersey, but I'm just a fan who doesn't break down game tape all day. Oh, dummy, they don't need him, you dummy, you stupid idiot. What has he ever done in his career? Then somebody else picks him up and he explodes. Why can't we all just be fans? Like, hey, and like explore options. Maybe insert name. Maybe Jamal Adams would be a great fit for Green Bay. What are you talking about, idiot? They just used a first-round pick. Like, why do we always got to be like, I don't know, man. I wish you could root for the team the way that you want to root for the team. Question decisions.
I know I take, you know, shots at a lot of people. I know I've done that in my, you know, tenure. But I really don't understand. Like, I don't understand why after a Packer game, win or lose, why you would want to listen to somebody on sports radio that doesn't live and die with the team that you live and die. Why would you want somebody's opinion that doesn't care if your team won or lost or not?
Right.
Like, you can say, oh, we had a caller, I said I tired him out, or I talk about the draft too much or whatever. I do it because I'm a fan. I'm no different than anybody, and neither are you. I mean, we're red hot about the Packers like everybody else. So to want to, oh, what's this guy's thoughts? I assume, watch the highlights. I don't understand that, but again,
right.
Teach their own. I realize they can't change people.
You got to have Mike Florio on the day after a big loss.
Take it and deal with it. More from you guys. You can call in 799-1250. Whoever just called in, I accidentally hung up on you.
So call
Sorry. Calling again.
That's Bart.
Yeah, it was me. You can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. Not even like the worst loss of all time, like we've brought up. How do you just deal with a Packers loss? Like this loss this week. Were you over it by Monday? Are you still upset about it? We can say we're not upset about it, clearly. Horvat and I are still talking about it. So clearly we are, no matter what we say, we are still upset about it.
I actually, after a loss, plan my whole week out. I have stages that
I
want to
go through that coming up in a minute as well. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat on The Fan.
I mean, I think we all need that a little bit. When the complacency starts to sink in and you start kind of feeling yourself a little bit, it's always good to kind of get knocked down a little bit. And look, It happens. I mean, to deny that it happens is to deny the reality of dealing with success. I mean, climbing too high, you got to remember what it took to get to that point. And I feel like we just, you know, we came into the season, not an unknown, but not many people talking about us, even though we were 13-3 in an NFC Championship. Then we win four games, pretty convincingly, and people are like, they're the best team in the NFL. Well, you got to play like it every week if you want to be the best team in the NFL. Myself and our squad didn't, and I think it can be a good thing. I'm not saying, look, nobody wants to lose to figure things out, but you also can find ways to positively move forward from difficult situations. We got our butts kicked. You know, I think it's something that we can learn from. People want to take anything you say, and look, I stand by the things that I say, and I feel like that we can use this as a positive and a reminder when we start climbing that hill again that consistency is the most important thing, and great teams have consistent habits, and so we got to keep doing the things that got us to 4-0 in order to get back to where we want to be.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, that Aaron Rodgers. How long does it take you to deal with a loss, whether it's a franchise-altering loss like the NFC Championship game from 2014 we brought up, or just a normal in-season loss? Ryan Horvath laid it out on his Facebook page. If you don't mind, I'll go through it.
Yeah, sure, you could do that.
My week after a Packers loss, Horvath says. Monday, still anger. Pretty red hot this Monday. I remember Monday, you were pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Tuesday's more of a day of reflection.
I usually watch the game again.
Wednesday, you say you make excuses. So today is excuses day?
Rodgers had no time in the pocket. You know? MVS ain't a legit NFL wide receiver. What routes was he running?
Thursday, you say, is acceptance day. So we'll move on Thursday?
Maybe they're just not as good as I thought.
Friday.
Maybe it is time to move on to Jordan Love.
Friday, you stop caring about the game because you realize the next morning you can sleep past 3:30 a.m.
Daddy's getting drunk this weekend, and I don't have to wake up at 3:30 a.m., and I don't have to pretend to care about my kid's social studies class.
And then by Saturday, you say, oh, you know what? There's a good chance this is the only loss this season. We can win by 40 tomorrow.
Stupid talking heads. Rodgers throwing for 5 tutties. You know what? I'm drunk. Let's bet $350 on the money line. Screw the points. What are they, minus 240? Who cares? Yep, that's my week right there. And it hasn't changed since I was, carry the two, 5 years old. 5 years old. You know, I don't get into other teams the way that I do the Packers. And it's because, like, growing up, I mean, you know, the Bucks, the Brewers, like, I just never expect anything. But with the Green Bay Packers, like, you expect them to be good every single year.
Yeah, for you and me, they've pretty much been good our whole life.
And I grew up, like, loving Michael Jordan in the 95-96 Bulls, and they only lost, you knew that, right? They only lost 10 times that year, so it was really easy to like not get bent out of shape because they always just won championships. So the Packers, man, it still hasn't changed. And my wife, she's learned the one thing. Why I love my wife. So Sunday and Monday, like she cares, but she don't care. She loves Mason Crosby, likes Rodgers, she likes the team. Mm. We go to games every year. Well, we used to, but she like is upset, like and just as pissed off. Just because I think that she loves me so much that she just knows how much it affects me. Mm. So one thing that she never does, or I would divorce her immediately, and she knows this, we wouldn't have got married. She never says, Ryan, it's just a game. It's just a game. Who does do that are other members of my family, like my aunts. Well, Ryan, get over it. It's just a game. It is not just a game. It is my life. Yeah. I live for the Green Bay Packers.
No, it's not a game. Eric on Facebook says, after a loss, I move on with my life. It changes my life in no way. I'm going to tell you that's not true.
Well, Eric, my life sucks.
No, I'm going to tell you that's not true. There are studies that productivity on a Monday is much higher in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm kind of making this up, but I do believe it's true.
No, it's okay. We could do that on this station.
Okay. So productivity at buildings and offices, if you're in sales, oh, you try making a sale the Monday after the Packers loss.
NYU students say there's a 99.9% chance you will suck at your job after a Packers loss.
Yeah, so don't say it doesn't affect your life in any way. It certainly does. Paul says, if you are mad after the game is done, it's time to reevaluate your life and possibly get some help.
Yes.
It's normal to get mad during the game, but once it's over, it shouldn't matter anymore. No, Oh, once it's over, you get mad more.
Again, man, my life sucks. I live. It's like I'm like the dad who like blew his arm out junior year, so now I have to live through my kid, aka like Mark Pryor's dad.
My kid, as I mentioned earlier, walked on his own without support for the first really major time in his life.
Yeah.
And it's already a greater athletic achievement for him than I've ever had in my life.
And I like,
so yes, I lived through my son too.
Yeah. And I saw the way that he moved. He's already if we're picking like a dodgeball team, I'm already going with him. A, because he couldn't hit a baby, so that'd be an unfair advantage. And B, because he's quick.
Carl's on the south side. Carl, you're becoming the nation's favorite caller.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And for all the listeners out there, man, keep
They're loving you.
You could join the Horvation
if you
want.
Eric and Paul, you suck. I just want to start off with that because
you're screw those
fan.
Guys.
If you don't feel some type of angst, you know what I mean, after a loss, like, who are you? Like, check your pulse. You know, you might be dead. But anyway, I agree with Ryan. I agree with you, Bart. The biggest loss that has come to me as a fan, and I know I've been harping on this all week, but it's been from the front office not making moves. The loss of a defense, and I'm talking about 10 years worth now. Ever since we lost Nick Collins, we haven't hit that plateau of what a defense was. We don't have a good front seven. I mean, the inside linebacking core is terrible. I mean, we got guys that we can barely name them every week. You know what I mean? Right now, we got a front office that knows we have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Everybody, I was just watching, what's that, Nick Wright show? I don't know. Who cares? But Nick Wright was saying it.
Actually, I like Nick Wright.
I think that's actually the name
of
the show, though. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares about the show? You know, I love this show more than anything.
Thanks,
bud. The thing is, what they were talking about Julio Jones being out there, and they said the best team for Julio to go to would be the Packers. I mean, it's funny when the media now, the big major media markets, are clamoring for the front office to go and get somebody. But yet these guys are still silent.
There's an article, Carl, on The Athletic that I was going to bring up a little bit later, and it says trades we'd like to see. And they put in this article A.J. Green to the Packers. And then they also mention that Julio Jones could be on the move and even J.J. Watt. I'll tell you, there is a 0% chance the Packers even sniff J.J., Julio, or A.J. Green.
Well, don't say that. Don't see that. That's me as a fan. I don't even want to hear the doubt. You know what I do on the first thing on a Monday? I look at the Twitter feed. I like to see all the hate because when Rodgers did those three pumps, everybody loved him. But as soon as we went down because we didn't run the ball when we were up two scores, Matt LaFleur, that pissed me off too. But when you don't run the ball and then you let the team come back in, everybody clamored down on Rodgers. Oh, Rodgers is a bum. He's this. He's that. Again, man, it's so simple on how we can fix this team. Just like how you guys said, as soon as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won that game, they went out and got another offensive lineman or defensive lineman,
whatever. Yeah.
They went out immediately, man. I'm telling you, this has to be an indictment on the Packers, man. The fact that this man has one ring, fellas. Like, does that not bother fans? Like, the fact that we're looking at the best quarterback, literally you can flip through everything.
It bothers fans. And as we started talking the show about, you know, one ring and that kind of stuff in the 6 a.m. Yeah. hour on podcastradio.com, I think when you look back at Aaron Rodgers so far in his career having one ring, I think more people do put it on Rodgers than what you're doing and putting it on the organization.
Because they're pansies, and I'm going to call it like it is, man. These fans are really retarded.
No, I agree. I don't think we can say that one.
Yeah, I can't say the R word or the P word. I'm sorry about that, fans. But you got to understand.
The pansies, you can
from.
Say.
You guys make it so gullible. You guys act like company men. All right, everybody knows what a company man is.
What, me?
Yes, sir. No, sir. No, not you guys. I'm
okay, because if
right
you
now.
Knew, you would know.
No, trust me. I'm going right at the fans right now because nobody comes at us. Nobody really makes us wake up and smell the coffee like this show does. So I got to let it be known. We have to literally stand up and say, dude, this is not on Aaron Rodgers. I told you, man, he is the only reason why we tune in to Packer games. Take Aaron Rodgers off the team. And this is for any fan that has a disagreement about Aaron Rodgers or, oh, Aaron Rodgers sucking. I wish I had Brett Favre, blah, 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 blah. Take him off this team for the last 10 years and see the true mediocrity of this team. see the true coaching. He made Mike McCarthy into a Hall of Fame coach.
Oh, we're going to talk about that coming up next.
Right. He's going to make Matt LaFleur into a Hall of Fame coach. This guy, man, you do not appreciate anything until it's gone. And I promise you, this is why the Bear fans are laughing. This is why Detroit fans are laughing. This is why the Vikings fans are laughing, because they know once we actually don't have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers anymore and we actually have to use Jordan Love, oh, we're done. And this is why I'm so pissed off at the front office, because they refuse to get this guy some talent around him. Thank you guys for letting me vent every day, man, because this
great
is
call.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Carl, we actually don't thank us. We actually now are – depending on your call, we put it into the show rundown.
I feel like I gotta say something, because they will not do
we
it.
We need your
it's
4 minutes.
It's literally what I said, though. You don't appreciate what you got until it's gone, man. Now we're gonna do it with Yelich, because in a 60-game COVID-riddled campaign, he didn't hit 50 bombs. So now it's man. Maybe we overpaid for this guy.
Well,
yeah. Good call from Carl today, though.
Not to completely continue to trash Packer fans, but there is a guy that we're all taking enjoyment in his downfall as Packer fans. We shouldn't be doing it. We should be rooting for the guy. He is struggling right now. The team's turning on him, but you need to root for him. And we'll explain that coming up in just a moment. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good morning from the 1250 AM, the Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, World Series Game 1, dominated by Clayton Kershaw, who carved through the Rays lineup, retired 17 of the final 18 batters he would face last night, led the Dodgers to an 8-3 win in Game 1 of the 116th World Series. Over six innings, Kershaw allowed just two hits, one walk, struck out eight. Cody Bellinger, who hit the go-ahead home run in the Dodgers Game 7 victory over the Braves in the NLCS, would blast a two-run shot off Tampa Bay starter Tyler Glasnow in the fourth inning. That would break a scoreless tie. Back-to-back walks then by Glasnow to begin the fifth were followed by Mookie Betts and Corey Seager executing a double steal. Betts would score, Seager would score, and the Dodgers never looked back. Game 2 is the night. Blake Snell gets the ball to try to get the Rays back on track. Green Bay Packers coming off their first loss of the season. Up next for them, they'll take on the Houston Texans, who are coming off a loss. Texans, that is, who are coming off a loss to the Tennessee Titans. You'll have the postgame show here on The Fan with Bill Michaels, former Packer, and Badger Gary Ellerson coming up this Sunday, immediately following the conclusion of that ballgame. The update brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow, and if you act now, you get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winner with a Toro. Coming up on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, we're going to talk about some sports. A little World Series action. How long does it take you to get over a Packers loss? 414-799-1250. What say you? Next on the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
What say you? We're going to open up them phone lines. Where are you at, Packers fans?
Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers getting ready for another road trip, this time to Houston to face the Texans. Green Bay coming off that loss to Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers added Ndamukong Suh to their defensive line in the offseason. Suh has been a longtime nemesis of the Packers, dating back to his days with Detroit. Left tackle David Bakhtiari was on the Big Show.
What is it that gets under everybody's skin when they got to deal with that guy?
I'd say more of his actions. I mean, he has done what he's done, and he's done dirty things, and he's gotten fined for that to significant amounts, I believe, to six figures worth, and that kind of just talks about, you know, who he is.
And Ndamukong Suh was seen trash-talking to Aaron Rodgers during Sunday's game, who spoke about it on the Pat McAfee Show.
Basically, he said, "Don't be scared." And I said something back to him. And then I said something to the effect of, "You and I need to have a conversation or something." And then he said something like, "All right, see you after the game." And I said, "All right." But the tone and the inference quite tell if it, I was thinking, realistically thought I was saying, "Hey, Let's throw down.
That's Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Day three. How you feeling? Bart Winkler, big Packers fan on the other side of the glass. Just distraught and dejected when I walked into these studios today. How you feeling, Bart?
Outside of a death, this is the worst thing's ever happened.
What?
Hey. I'm not kidding.
That was myself, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath's here, Wendy's Big Show. 6 years ago now, the 2014 NFC Championship game, that was Wednesday. So I did the back half of the week producing for the show when I first entered these doors, wide-eyed, expecting the world, and then getting my ass handed to me repeatedly over the next 6 years. Oh, we're on. I was distraught, and that was a big loss. We're asking you guys, how do you deal with any loss, any Packers loss? How long does it take? It's Wednesday now. Are you over it yet? Or do you need to see them win again before you feel good? Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. And then a little bit later, I do need to stick up for my boy Mike McCarthy.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to say, is it weird that I was actually over the Packers' loss until Clayton Kershaw pitched a gem last night? How does that make any sense? Well, I don't know.
Well, explain it to the handful of new listeners that have just popped on, because the 840, around 840, the numbers show that we have the biggest listenership of the day.
Okay, good. And I rarely do it, but I'll give you guys. I like you to wake up at 5 a.m. But I did put a special podcast of my pregame show in case you missed it today, because I was fired up today. Because okay, so I watched Clayton Kershaw pitch a gem. After all we hear is Clayton Kershaw is the biggest choke artist, postseason Kershaw. And then I'm like, damn it, he shut down the Brewers in the NLCS. And then I'm like, well, wait, he's the greatest pitcher I've ever seen take the mound ever. And, I mean, he's had some bad losses in the postseason. What pitcher hasn't? We did this with Verlander, too, before he went to the Astros, and then he was magnificent and won a World Series ring, just like Kershaw probably will in a couple days from now as well. And then I see the article from The Ringer on why the Bucks have to go all in this offseason. It's their last chance to keep Giannis, and I'm thinking, see, this is the problem. So now if Giannis doesn't win a ring this year, he feels pressured that he has to leave, because even at 25, 26 years old, he's never going to have a shot here in Milwaukee. Doesn't make any sense. That drives me nuts. We want to keep these guys in these small markets, but yet when they don't win rings or they don't, you know, lead Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe to the finals, we kill them. Like, Giannis is the problem. And then, you know, the Aaron Rodgers stuff, whether it's Bucky Brooks saying he's not a top five quarterback, whether it's somebody saying that if he gets punched in the mouth, he doesn't get back up. I mean, guys, literally 6 days ago, we were calling this guy the MVP of the league. So which is it? Is he washed up or is the MVP? I hate the overreaction. I hate the debate show hot take world that we live in, where everything doesn't have to be a hot take. Peyton Manning was a great quarterback who couldn't get past Bill Belichick and Tom Brady because Peyton Manning had to go against a top five defense. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have good numbers against San Francisco and Seattle in the playoffs a few years back because those are two of the best defenses that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I mean, that was a secondary in Seattle that was named the Legion of Boom for a reason. Richard Sherman in his prime. Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas in his prime. These guys in their prime, they're still great players. Richard Sherman's still giving teams fits right now. He's pushing 30 years old. He is 30 years old. That San Francisco defense, remember how good they were? And then look what the Packers had on the defensive side of the ball. Colin Kaepernick rushing for over 150 yards in a playoff game. That's Aaron Rodgers' fault. So I just feel like when we talk legacies, like, we crap on these guys who I think are some of the all-time greats. Peyton Manning, I'm glad that he got that second Super Bowl ring. He didn't deserve that one, so he pretty much would have finished with one. Drew Brees, one of the smartest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Only one Super Bowl ring. Charles Barkley, no rings. One of the best rebounders I've ever seen. He played power forward. He was legit 6'4". They labeled him at 6'7", 6'8". He wasn't. And so that was why I was fired up this morning, because, like, postseason Kershaw chokes again. Could you hit that slider? No, you couldn't. So shut your mouth.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and you guys. Jacob's on the south side, 799-1250. Is this the Jacob that always kills us for hating on Jordan Love, even though we don't hate him?
Hey, yeah, this is me. Listen.
We hate the pick.
Let's forget about Jordan Love, okay? Because we're not going to see him for 3 years. So
thank
like,
you. No Jordan yeah, exactly. Love. No Jordan Love. Then.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna move on from that. So first thing, I got to state the obvious. So Rodgers on Sunday, maybe the worst game I've ever seen from him.
He was awful.
He disappointed me in the post-game presser when, like, one of the things I hate most is when somebody says, look, I'm not going to make excuses, and then they start to make excuses. So, like, when he was like, oh, it was the wind, we had bad practice. Like,
yeah, I didn't like any of that wind stuff.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, that's fine. But I want to talk about that caller, Carl, man. That was a great call. Packer fans are kind of weird. Like, they have this weird thing where, like, they think it's their birthright to win every single Super Bowl. And, like, because Aaron Rodgers is the face of the franchise, like, how does he only have one? Like you said, it's not an individual stat. That's like calling wins in baseball a pitcher stat. Like, that's a terrible, terrible statistic. We watch these Packer games, these football games for entertainment. Okay, yeah, you want your team to win it all. You love to see it, but it's not like you get a prize in the mail if they do. So you're not losing anything if they don't. I know I've been really, really entertained by Aaron Rodgers over his career. And Bart, I know you're a wrestling fan. I'm not sure if Horvy is.
Oh, yeah, we both are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I hope you'll understand this analogy. I've maintained that a guy like John Cena is the best wrestler of all time.
Yep.
Okay? So people may disagree with that. There's tons of people that hate Cena. I kind of look at Rodgers the same way, because John Cena, throughout his career, has been the biggest babyface and the biggest heel all at the same time, almost the entirety of his career. So whether you love him or you hate him, you absolutely have stakes in him. You absolutely care about every little thing that he does. So that's why when you see these idiots in the big media, the Skip Baylesses, the Colin Cowherds, they love when he plays bad, because then they can jump on TV and say, see, I told you, because everything about society today is about hot takes and trying to prove that you were right, even though it doesn't really do anything for you, rather than just appreciating the greatness. So to me, Aaron Rodgers, when I watch football, there's no quarterback I'd rather watch from a, you know, entertainment standpoint and just from a pure talent standpoint. And the fact that people will love him and hate him, to me, that just solidifies that he's the GOAT, because, man, you care about him no matter what. So thanks, guys.
No, that was my favorite call. I mean, Carl was good. I agree, too.
I like the Aaron Rodgers is John Cena comparison.
And I agree, John Cena is – well, and John Cena's come – oh, now I'm talking wrestling. But he's come really far
as
a wrestler.
John Cena sucks.
John Cena rocks.
John Cena sucks.
I bet you can't go verse for verse with me right here.
I can't do it.
In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot. Knock your shell. Oh, right, wrong verse. Nobody wants to hear that.
Do you have the first verse?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Do it.
I'm not going to. In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot. Knock your shell off. I can't do it. My kid loves John Cena, so I hate John Cena. I was a CM Punk guy. I kind of like the CM Punk of sports radio. You know?
Yeah, I'm Chris Jericho, though.
CM Punk said it best. I've grabbed so many brass rings that I realize they're just that. They're imaginary. What's real is me. And for the last 3 years, I proved that I'm the best on this mic, in that ring, even on commentary. Nobody could touch me. All right, let's get back to sports.
Well, now I gotta hit the chorus. You know I do.
Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time.
John in Franklin.
Hey guys.
What's up, bud?
I hope my cell phone coverage is working here. I don't know.
Yeah, you sound all right.
Okay, cool. I'm kind of Billy on Jacob's call. You know, I think at the end of the day, we're very fortunate that very competitive teams on the three major levels of Wisconsin sports. So there is, no one's going to call it a birthright, kind of building on Jacob's call, but there's an expectation. There's an expectation, and, you know, to your point about how long it takes me to get over a loss, I was over it after Monday because it's nice to turn on the radio with you guys, hear other Packer fans, their perspectives. And at the end of the day, I want to know where my team is at. I don't want to be the guy at the poker table with pocket change thinking he's not everybody, and the guy across the way has got pocket aces and I don't have a clue. I want to know where I'm at. That was an honorable loss. I'm not jumping off a building. I didn't think they were going to win every game this year. I certainly didn't think they were going to get absolutely destroyed. That's the disturbing part. But I've got the clock going, and I want to see them play again. I want to see how they respond. I believe they're going to respond well, and it's just going to be more information as to where we're headed for at the end of the postseason with this team.
I like it, John. We'll see you later.
Hey, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Kind of loud. I don't know where he was, but
Cactus Pete says the whole Cena album is fire. Bad Man is bumping. Yet my brother was also really
more
into
than just
Cena.
The theme.
So he had a whole album. It was a Parental Advisory and everything. My brother was really into John Cena.
You watch Raw this week?
Not yet.
Elias did like a song,
and like somebody came out song. And interrupted him. That's who?
Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. No, you know what? Instead of going back and watching the Raws that I DVR. Because my kid's like getting into wrestling a little bit. I just show him like old wrestling, and I'm like, this is what daddy used to come home to. Like, guys just getting thrown off cells and like a lot of stuff he shouldn't be seeing. Like, Sable, just like, you know.
Oh, and they buried Retribution already.
I saw that.
One of the guys tapped.
Oh, well, I saw the Fiends coming after him.
I don't know what's going on there. All right, let's get to Ron in Rome. Ron, is the Fiend better served on the SmackDown brand or now that he's on Raw?
I don't watch wrestling too much.
All right, well, if
we
you
don't
want to talk about
it's not
the
good.
Packers, you can do that instead.
You know, I want to disagree with that guy who said that Packer fans are upset because they think it's their birthright to win a Super Bowl. I lived through the 80s when we never made the playoffs. We played at noon every Sunday, which was nice. But a good year was if we beat the Bears or the Vikings one game. So the reason I'm upset with the Packers is I know that Favre and Rodgers don't come along every day. I'm 64, so this might be my last chance to see him near the Super Bowl, and we're not giving Aaron the support that he needs to win another one. That's what I complain about.
So then, there is that kind of divide, you know, if you were around for the 70s and 80s, you saw more of the bad Packers. I was born in 84, so by the time I had a memory, you know, it was the 10-6 year with Lindy Infante, and then Favre comes along and then Rodgers, so they've pretty much been good my entire life. I look at it from my perspective. I look at this Rodgers thing. I agree with you. You would like out of Favre and Rodgers, you know they don't come around. I watch all these other teams with the million quarterbacks they have. I know how rare it is. And when I look at Rodgers only having one, I blame more of the organization than Rodgers. And you agree with that?
Totally. Like I said, I've talked about it this week, but you know, when Rodgers was said that he wasn't a comeback quarterback and everything, most of those losses early in his career is in the playoffs and in important games, he would come back with 4 minutes left and score a touchdown, and we'd have a two-point lead, and then they'd have like a minute and 30 seconds left, and the other team would come back and get a touchdown, and we would lose. So, I mean, there's definitely games where he gets flustered, and like maybe like this last one, but overall, he's not our problem.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. That's a good call.
Great, yeah.
And we hope you get a Super Bowl here. I hope I get one.
And I would also like the Brewers to get Bob Uecker a World Series before he's 103.
Yeah, that guy stayed here, turned down offers to go everywhere, and they rewarded him with what? Nothing.
Right. It's like they have no sense of urgency. Like, oh, my God, Bob Uecker's not going to be around. Let's get him a World Series.
No, let's instead go sign Logan Morrison.
I told you it's all because of Mark Athanasio's wife, but that we haven't been talking about.
Let's save that for we'll do that maybe later in the week.
Yeah, I love that take. That's like my Rodgers would have won MVP if he was dating Rihanna take. Which is true.
I agree.
Instead he dated, what was her name? Danica, and stunk. Then he dumped her and he was good.
Did anything ever happen with Shailene Woodley, or are they not together?
Well, obviously they must have got together like 5 days ago, and that's why he stunk last week. Anytime Rodgers has a girlfriend. Can't wait for that hit piece.
Mike with the notes. Note taking Mike.
You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
I'm telling
we agree.
You that.
Thank you, Mike.
You just rattled my brain on wrestling. I grew up with wrestling. What was it, Saturday mornings?
Yeah, there was a Saturday morning show. There was a Saturday night show.
Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yep.
I had autographed picture to Crush. I gave it to my brother-in-law.
Really?
Yeah, he really liked him. Now, this is probably going to blow your mind. My dad got divorced, and his roommate was a wrestling referee. He had all wrestlers in his car to take him to the airport or to bring him into town for matches. I'm not going to name all their names.
Name one.
But these guys party.
Give 12.
Cheap Peter Maivia. I mean, these guys partied. Now, this ain't no boat. This is 100. So there's a collectible store 3 blocks from my house. The guy has every autograph from every wrestler.
Like ever?
I mean, China.
Really?
Hulk. Pretty much, yeah.
Heath Slater?
What's that?
Does he have Heath Slater's autograph?
I may need to go a visit.
When you go in there, he's got a TV. All they play is wrestling reruns.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I like when you go to a bar, like a wrestling
bar. That's like
bar.
Vanguard.
Yeah, yeah.
Vanguard does that.
Well, he moved to Vegas. He still has a store here. But he took some of the pictures. But he had a world wrestling belt. I guess a world heavyweight fell hard on his time.
A lot of them did.
Well, guess where it is right now?
Where?
It's in my car.
Really? Really? Why is it in
your
car?
Do you know whose belt it is?
No, I don't.
Well,
no.
Can you look and call us tomorrow and tell us?
Well, I don't want to call the guy because they'll probably be mad that they sold it.
Mm. Well, I want to buy it, though.
But it's the real deal.
Well, you have an interested buyer here.
I only buy stuff to keep.
Oh.
I got a motorcycle if you want to buy a motorcycle.
I will never ride a motorcycle.
Same.
Good for you. You got kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ride a motorcycle.
And they're loud and annoying.
I mean, no offense. If you love motorcycles, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't want to offend anybody.
I know. Be careful.
And say that I won't ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, I love motorcycles. I live and die. But my doctor told me, yeah. Because I got 2 fake hips.
Oh, jeez.
He said, if you lay that puppy down, you're probably going to be in a hospital bed the rest of your life.
Well, you made the right choice.
Yeah,
then, Mike.
This belt is bad. You know what? And I'll never sell it.
Well, I at least want
to
see
it. I'll will it to you.
Yeah, will it to me. Put it in your will.
Okay.
Yeah, you may outlive Bart.
Yeah, you may outlive me. Mike, I got to let you go.
See you, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you, buddy.
See you, Mike.
Mike with the notes. A lot of notes today. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath here on The Fan. I will recommend my boys over at Window Select. The good men and women there have been really pouring all their expertise into making sure that you have the best windows possible. And not just windows, but new siding, new doors. They come out to your house. They'll do an initial consultation. They do it all safely. They'll help you kind of customize what you want. Because when you do upgrade your home, there's a lot of different reasons to do it with the window siding and doors. It could have the wear and tear. You could just want a better look. You could want, maybe you're moving, helps the resale value. And really, it also, new windows, I mean, those of you that have replaced your windows, you replace windows that have been around a long time. We go on walks, like I say, and we live in a part of town where there's some older houses, and there's a lot of old windows. So just by putting new windows in, not only does it make your house pop, maybe make the inside feel more cozy as well, but then also with the energy efficiency that the new windows have that the old windows never even thought about, you're lowering the cost of your heating and cooling cost inside the home. They will do that for you every step of the way. They've got the highest quality. They take a tremendous amount of pride in it because they back it all with one of the best warranties in the whole industry, a double lifetime warranty. So the windows, the product itself is incredible. The deals are incredible. Buy one, get one on the windows. You buy a window, you get another one free. 3 and then 3 free. 7 and then 7 free. Buy one, get one on the windows. No payments for 12 months. And this week, it's free installation. Free installation when you get it done. Window Select, windowselect.com. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Guys, we got to stop taking joy in Mike McCarthy's failures.
Do we?
We'll take a look around the NFL. You can fight me on that. Also want to hear from David Bakhtiari and another cameo challenge. It all comes up in the commercial-free 9 o'clock hour next.
My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time is now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.